Dear listeners, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today we have two guests from our member center, Fondazione Policlinico Universitario Agostino Gemelli in Rome, Italy. Our guests are Professor Massimo Massetti and Dr. Maria Grandinetti. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for the invitation.
Good morning, Inka.
I would like to maybe you can start to introduce yourself, Professor Massimo Massetti. Would you start?
Yes, it's a pleasure to introduce our institution and our work in Italy. We are in Rome, and the Policlinico Agostino Gemelli is a university hospital, teaching hospital. The Policlinico Gemelli is one of the largest private and public hospital in Italy, probably in Europe. We have more than 1,500 beds with the university, many teaching activities. And the Department of Cardiovascular Science that is moving towards a new interesting project of new offer of care will be named Cuore. Cuore is a cardiovascular unique offer reengineered. This acronym means that in the future we center the care on the patient and on the problem of health instead of the organization of the hospital. And this is very important because we taking care of the patients with different pathologies with all the competencies and all the resources that are needed to taking care of the patient. In our department, we have four specialties, two medical, cardiology department, and internal medicine, cardiovascular department, and two specialties of surgery, cardiac surgery and vascular surgery. So all people that are in the department taking care all patients that have a cardiovascular problem for the adult patient from a congenital adult to acquired disease. So this is briefly our main characteristics of the cardiovascular department.
Yes, thank you. And you are the full professor of medicine and surgery at the Catholic University of the Sacred Heart, and you're the chief of the complete cardiovascular department, I understand.
Yes, correct.
And Dr. Maria Grandinetti, you are a heart surgeon, and you're the referent of the clinical pathway of adult congenital heart disease. And together you are respectively the main and sub-representative in our ERN. In the congenital heart disease. So very nice. And we are really happy to have you here in the podcast. And now I would like to ask you if you can tell us briefly about your city, about Rome. Maria, can you tell us something about it?
Well, I think that Rome is probably the most exciting city in the world. Every corner is a treasure to discover. I think that the history, the archaeological site, the museum, and of course the cuisine, maybe the Roman Empire had influence on cultural aspects, religious belief, technological advances, and language, of course.
Thank you. And can you tell us a little bit more about your hospital and about the main focus?
Our hospital is the first hospital in Italy and the only Italian one in the top of 50 in the world, according to Newsweek World Best Hospital Ranking. From the academic side, we train hundreds of students per year and even more physicians in their fellow programs. We are also a reference structure for the local emergencies. For this reason, to try to centralize patient care in the specialized structures like our hospital, we managed to create a regional network with other hospitals and dedicated pathways all over the territory.
And Professor Massetti, why did you become a member of the ERM?
Yes, we participate to the HERN program, and considering the amplitude of what we are trying to do on a regional level, our center today gathers a good variety of patients and diseases. Some of them are very rare. We are the only center in our region specializing in adult patients with congenital heart disease. And therefore, when they turn 18 years old, they are automatically directed to our hospital for other pediatric hospitals. Our goal is to cooperate with other European centers to optimize patient care, promote research and study exchanges, and share our project and our multidisciplinary approach to the patient.
And when we have it about the ERN, when we talk about ERN, what can you contribute to the ERN?
But certainly, being part of a European reference network, we would like to share all the collaboration and protocols in order to improve patient care in this particular category of patient that sometimes in other hospitals are not in good care.
And Maria, do you want to add something to that?
Yes, I think that thanks to our collaboration with Bambini Gesù Pediatric Hospital and our connection with the pediatricians and the cardiologists all over Italy, maybe care transition from pediatric to adult age is mostly managed. For example, patients who live a long distance away from our center or for less complex lesions, care can be provided at a local unit which maintains contact with our center. And I think that it's really important, particularly in special circumstances such as pregnancy. In fact, one of our great interests is the cardiac problems in pregnancy, where a fundamental requirement for the team is the ability to integrate various skills to be prompt in anticipating managing obstetric cardiac complications in these women. Nowadays, we belong to the fourth thematic area, the congenital heart disease area, and we are excited to share our experience with our colleagues all over Europe, believing that in this field, sharing, teaching, and learning are crucial for the future of our population.
Thank you. What do you expect from the ERN?
But consider the importance of the European network. Considering the importance of European network, we are very interested to share our experience with our colleagues all over Europe, believing that this is the only way to improve care, but also teaching and learning this kind of medicine, very specialized on rare disease and particular patient that is very difficult to treat in few situations.
Okay, and may I ask also some personal questions to the both of you? Professor Mazzetti, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
After the medical school, I spent 20 years in France, in Normandy, in the University Hospital of Caen, where I trained for all my cardiac surgery. And I had a mentor. His name is Professor André Cayatte, that unfortunately passed away last year. And this center was specialized on both pediatric and adult cardiovascular patients. And during my training period in the 90s, I worked on all over these kind of pathologies, especially in the transplant program and in ventricular assist device program. While training in Normandy, I learned from the French Surgical School, and I'm both to the elegance and the surgical gesture and the good clinical practice.
Thank you. And Maria, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
What I've learned from my teacher, my mentor, Professor Massetti, is maybe that the discipline and the determination help us tailoring the care of our patient. And maybe it is in the end the main goal of our noble job.
And Professor Massetti, what was your most important lesson learned?
During the last 40 years, because I am around the 60, I learned that the medicine will move rapidly with the new need. We have to imagine the future of medicine completely centered on the patient, as human being. And for this reason, when we think about new organization of care, we have to put at the center the patient and the problem of the health, and not the organization of the single step of therapies or diagnostic procedures. So this is the most important lesson that I've learned during the past 3 decades. And now we are spending this period and the future about a reorganization in our hospital and also in our country, the concept of the care. In the future is very important to change the paradigm of the care. We have to treat the patient and not the disease. This is a lesson learned in the experience in the past. And I think this is also what the patient want, because sometimes in the recent past in our countries, but also in other European country, the patient into the hospital is a number of beds, is a clinical case, is not a person. So my message is exactly the concept of the care around which we have to think and to imagine the future of medicine.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, and then I have some complete different questions about sport. Professor Massetti, do you have a favorite sport?
Yes, unfortunately, since many years, I have no time to play sport, but I love motorcycling and I am a biker since 5 years. And usually, I love to go around the beautiful landscape in our region with my friends. I was born in Tuscany, and I often travel to my place of birth near Arezzo, a Cortona. The landscape between Lazio and Tuscany is really the most beautiful and colorful of Italy.
Oh, that sounds great. And Maria, do you have a favorite sport?
Yes, I love the sea, and one of my passions is the sailboat.
Great. And do you have a favorite holiday destination, Maria?
I love the sea as well. So I think that in Italy we have a lot of islands like Ponza, like Eolie Island. I was born in the south of Italy and I love the Mediterranean Sea. Sailing, I think that is a fascinating sport, even if it requires a good amount of discipline, maybe like a cardiac surgery.
And Professor Mossetti, do you have a favorite holiday destination?
Yes, the sea, but also the mountains. But I prefer the Roma because it's not far from the sea and not far from the mountains. So with my bike, sometimes I choose to go around this marvelous landscape in the Mediterranean territory.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you. I think we learned a lot of news about you and about your hospital. And I would like to thank you for this interview. And I would also like to thank our listeners for listening to today's podcast. I hope to meet you next time again. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye bye.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you for the invitation.